You want to hear what a manatee sounds like?
Thing where I sing better if I am barefoot. And I don't have socks on right now.
Everyone knows my name. They can read it on my sleeve.
Played a banjo badly.
Feel the heat from the fire that's been burning in your heart.
Like, I love the old vintage stuff.
Somehow the 60s and 19 days, they woke up in the dark.
We had to bury that stupid llama and it took us forever.
How to make music happen, how to make it pretty, how to make it dissonant, and I learned how to sing through them.
Don't have babies with crazy people, cause they never go away.
And then you could take like 6 pennies and tape them to the arm and it would ride over the wave.
On today's show, we're going to be visiting the National Road Music Series again. We've got Rogers Lee coming in, and it's going to be a fabulous show. Remember, the shows are sponsored by Domino's Pizza. It's nice to have somebody sponsoring the National Road Music Series. So, thank you very much. How about we just skip on and go to our interview with Rogers Lee?
Hello, Rogers Lee. Welcome to Moonshine and Music. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me, sir.
Well, it's great to have you here. This is National Road Music Series. It's a big deal, nice big stage to play on. Is that exciting for you?
Very exciting, yeah. This will be my first stage. I've done open mic, and this will be my first stage for me.
Oh, wow. So yeah. We get to be like your debut on a real stage.
Correct, yeah.
That's fun. So, tell the audience about yourself.
I'm a family man. I have a couple of daughters and happily married 32 years and just love to write music. I wrote music for a quarter of a century by myself, collected all my songs, didn't throw any away, fell in love with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So now you're sharing them with the rest of the world? You got a closet with the music?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I went to open mic with you at the Books and Brews over on 96th, July 15th of last year.
Yeah.
And my children, old grown children and wife particularly, said that we don't want you to play me or us any more songs. We want you to get out there and make it happen. And my wife signed me up, and I met you, and the next thing you know, I signed a catalog contract about 4 months ago with Roundtable Records, and trying to sell a catalog to get my stories out there. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So do you have, like, you know, you've been writing for 25 years. About how many songs is that?
It's a lot of shells. I write shells. I have, I'll never tell.
Oh, you're
a very large number of shells. The fun thing is when you have a shell, and what I determine as a shell is it's a song that is tied in. The words might not be final, but the syllables are, they bounce. As long as it's tied in, I consider that a shell. Put it on my phone, throw out all the notes, throw out all the rest of the copies of the song, and I have one shell on my phone, and I write off of that shell for about anywhere from 2 days to a year. Hmm. And that's how I write my music. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool.
It's fun. It's
everybody's
fun.
Everybody's got a different process, you know, around it.
So. Yeah, it's so fun for me.
So when you're deciding to put these out there in the world, you got, you know, do you have, how many have you submitted to publishing?
Like, well, they have a large catalog. They considered it a large catalog.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to do, what, 5 for us tonight or something?
Yeah, I'm going to do 5 songs, and, I'll tell the basic story. And, Joe, for me, like the stories, I got some great advice from my youngest. And she was at college, and I sent her a song, and it didn't make a lot of sense. And a lot of times for years when I would write something that made so much sense, I would cry, and I would put my guitar down, and I was in like a little area of the world that nobody knew about, and especially when it was related to a family member or a friend. And my daughter called me and said, "Dad, if it's not true, don't write it." And that was the best advice I've ever taken from anyone, because when something's true, it's very easy to develop what your thoughts are on something that's true. Maybe it's an emotion, maybe it's sadness, happiness, but if it's true, of course, songwriters all take liberties. None of them are direct names or direct people, but it's the storylines are true. And the reason why I tell you that is when you meet someone, you never know what their story is. And if you assume what someone's story is, you don't know the person. And I think for me, in my line of work, working with so many young people, these stories are all miracles to me, and they get me choked up. And so there's a lot of struggles out there. There's a lot of successes. And it goes back to never read a book by its cover, right?
Yeah.
And that's what songwriting is opening up that cover.
So are y'all ready to go tonight?
I'm ready to go, man. Thanks for having me. This is so special.
It's going
to
be a great time.
Yeah. Joe, thank you so much.
All right.
So we're going to start off the night with Rogers Lee.
Thank you. So I'm Rogers Lee, and I'm a songwriter from right here in good old Indianapolis. And this first song is, when you're writing songs, everybody's got a story. And this was a person I saw a few years ago, and I walked away from a conversation, and I thought, he's got a story. So I told it. This one's called This Old Man. Gating down on Charlie's Pass in an RC red truck just to get some gas. He had to barter with my mother over government cheese. Couldn't figure out why he's staring at me. I'm this old man. Talking to my mother. And he said, don't worry, kid, you ain't done nothing bad. Excuse me for staring, but you look like your dad. We fought the war together, hell, we dug the same hole. And I bet you didn't know this, but he saved my soul. This old man. And your grandpa's son. And he said, we're nobody famous. This old man, he said to me, they trained us in the desert in Vegas, skipped us both overseas. We were ghosts and we were nameless, soldiers you couldn't see. Only one of us would make it home, and I'm pissed as hell, it's me. This old man. How's your bad best friend? So we ran through the back door and up through the pass. I threw down my apron, shit, mama, I'll be right back. He's at the top of the ridge when I caught him. He was on his knees and he was crying. Shit, my name is Jim and I'm your dad's best friend. Long before there was Vegas, there was just me and him up in these trees. Just him and me. And he said, we're nobody famous. This old man, he said to me, they trained us in the desert in Vegas, skipped us both overseas. We were ghosts and we were nameless, soldiers you couldn't see. Only one of us would make it home, and I'm pissed as hell, it's me, this old man. Came down old Charlie's Pass in a rusty red truck just to get some gas. He had to barter with my mother over government cheese. Couldn't figure out why he stared at me. He said, don't worry, kid, you ain't done nothing bad. Excuse me for staring, but you look like your dad. We fought a war together, hell, we dug the same hole. And I bet you didn't know this, but he saved my soul, this old man. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, man. Oh, man. I have a niece, and we have a lot of them. Almost 50 of them, actually. My mother had 10 children. I'm the youngest of 10. Very proud of that. My mother's name is Joan Carmela Filomena Sant'Antonio. Obviously, she's Italian. And married her husband, my dad, a long time ago. This next song is called We All Wonder Why. And, you know, I wrote for quite a long time. And I think all my nieces and nephews kind of wondered why. Rogers, my nephew out there. Hi, Matthew. My nephew out there, Rogers, has a son, Rogers. I'm the second generation. Rogers is third and little Rogers fourth. He's actually written some songs with me. Not this one. I have a niece named Nikki Shipman, N-I-K-I, N-I-K-I Shipman. She's a really good artist, and she's really well known. She's also really well known in our family as being kind of out there. And so as you're collecting lyrics and paint and all that stuff, you wonder why people do that. And it's nights like tonight where you get to find out why. And this song is called We All Wonder Why. She's called her in pictures. We all wonder why. People walk by her, but they'll remain silent. She picks out her colors by the clock on the wall. She begins to cry as her last color falls. We thought she'd keep it together, but she's off coloring the weather again. It's colors we held in our hands, and we all wonder why. He told his stories since the day he was 5. We'll call him a liar, but we'll remain quiet. A paper and pen, just to know he's alive. We'll read his novels, he'll catch his late flight. And his thoughts race like the horses, and he's off gathering his sources again. His mind races off in the wind. We all wonder why. We all wonder why. She's up coloring the weather again. It's colors we held in our hands. We all wonder why. We all wonder why. And his thoughts race like the horses, and he's off gathering his sources again. His mind races off in the wind, and we all wonder why.
Moonshine and Music is produced by Joe Shelton. Our cameraman Grip Snut Doublin, I mean, he does other stuff. Brent Lee Smith on audio. We've got Joe Shelton and Tony Seiler. and on artwork, Bailey Shelton. Lighting by Heather Warnstaff. Our production assistants are Patrick Zabriskie, Sarah Shelton, and Ray Hoskins. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Moonshine and Music.